last time in the hadith of Heraclius, when the Prophet sent the letter to Heraclius, the great of the Byzantines, he wrote the Prophet the following. He said, Salamun ala man ittaba al huda. Salam, peace upon the one who follows guidance. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah commented on this. He said, Kayfa yubda'u al-kafir bis-salam? How come a kafir is greeted with salam in the letter as it is? The answer for this is that the people of tafsir, explanation, said, of interpretation, said that what is said here is not a greeting. ليس المراد التحية. What intended is not the greeting. إنما معناه, however, it means سلم من عذاب الله من أسلم. It means the one who accepts Islam is saved from the torment of Allah. So this is the salam, as some of the people of interpretation mentioned, that the meaning in this introduction, in this statement by the Prophet ﷺ to the Lord of the, to the great of the Byzantine, is إنما معناه سلم من عذاب الله من أسلم. The one who accepts Islam indeed is saved from the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in the next following statement the Prophet ﷺ said, أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ عَلَى مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. And that punishment is to be inflicted on the one who belies and turns away. And therefore he didn't start the kafir by salam intentionally. Although the wording may indicate, may sound as if it is the case, but it is not really that which is intended. Why? Because he, this Byzantine, ليس ممن اتبع الهدى. He is the one who did not follow guidance. He is not a follower of guidance. So this meaning, therefore, it means سلم من عذاب الله من أسلم. And this is the point of benefit which Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar رحمه الله تعالى pointed to. And there is also another point of benefit. Is this Heraclius the same person whom the Prophet ﷺ wrote to? Was he the same person whom the Muslims fought at the time of Abu Bakr and Umar and or his son? Most likely it is him, the same person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is just some points of benefit from from Fath al-Bari, from the explanation of Sayyid al-Bari by Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Now we go, inshallah, to the class. We prepare the... But is the tahiyya which is intended in Saad al-Ma'ad the tahiyya of Islam or just any greeting? And what Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah is mentioning is that there should be a maslaha rajiha or fearing from him, or to some kind of a relationship, or there may be a reason behind that. The origin is not to start, brother, listen. The origin, the basic ruling, is not to start unless there is some of these exceptions which Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned. And he also mentioned them in his book, Ahkam Ahl al-Dhimmah. Ahkam Ahl al-Dhimmah. Inshallah, we prepare for the reading, inshallah, from Sayyid Bukhari now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The second chapter in Sahih al-Bukhari is under the title Kitab al-Iman, the Book of Belief, the Book of Belief or the Book of Faith. Belief and statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the wordings now of Imam al-Bukhari. This is an introduction for this important chapter, the concerning the belief. Imam al-Bukhari said, belief and the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam is based on five principles. وَهُوَ قَوْلٌ وَفِعْلٌ. And belief is both saying and acting. Belief is both saying and acting. Let us explain these words, inshallah. Most of the scholars have said that belief indeed is saying and action. In fact, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah, in his book Sharh Sahih al-Fath al-Bari, Sharh Sahih al-Bukhari, in his book on the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari, and this is a point of benefit to know that Imam Ibn Rajab also explained Sahih al-Bukhari, but we don't have the full explanation. We don't have what is printed now and available from the manuscripts that were found. It's only part of it. It's only part of it. He rahimahullah said, وَهَذَا كُلُّهُ إِجْمَاعٌ مِّنَ السَّلَفِ وَعُلَمَاءِ أَهْلِ الْحَدِيثِ. This is the general consensus of the righteous of the scholars and the scholars of hadith, that iman is saying and action. In fact, الشافعي, الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله, related the consensus of the companions and their successors that belief is both saying and action. And when we say actions, it means actions of both the heart and the limb. When it's generalized, actions refer to the actions of the heart and the limb. Then Al-Imam Al-Bukhari said, and it, meaning belief, increases and decreases. And it, belief, increases and decreases. قال الله تعالى, and then he brought the evidence from the Quran. قال الله تعالى, لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعْ إِيمَانِهِمْ. As in Surah Al-Fath, verse 4, that they may add faith to their faith. وقال الله تعالى وزدناهم هدى. So the youth, about the youth from the story of Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 13, and we increase them in guidance. ويزيد الله الذين اهتدوا هدى. And Surah Maryam, verse 1976, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah increases in guidance those who walk aright. Those who walk aright. And also, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. As for those who accept guidance, see, Allah increases their guidance and bestows on them their piety. Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, verse 17. وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. And the believers may increase in faith. Surah Al-Muddathir, chapter 74, verse 31. وَقَوْلُهُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Which of you has had his faith increased by it? Meaning the verses of the Quran. As for those who believe, it has increased their faith. Surah Al-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 124. Saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. Those unto whom men said, the people have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them, but it only increased their faith. 73. Then he said, rahimahullah, Imam al-Bukhari, وَالْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي اللَّهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And that, he said, for Allah's sake is part of Iman. Is part of Iman. The increase in Iman, it increases with the saying and decreases also with the saying. It is like the action as well. So the person who increases the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah, then that will increase his Iman. And the one who relinquishes this, then it will decrease. As well as the knowledge of Allah and the heart, also that is subject to increase. It increases by knowing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes and His actions. By knowing the evidences on Tawheed. And from reflecting on the universe and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, knowing the prophethood and the last day. Then after the saying of Imam al-Bukhari wa shubh. And to love and hate for Allah's sake is part of faith. This is evidence from the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَوَةٌ. When a person meets, then he will really taste the true sweetness of man. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْءُ أَوْ الْمَرْءَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. That he loves the person, meaning a believer, a Muslim, he loves him only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الحافظ ابن حجر ابن رجب رحمه الله, if the matter of faith or love to Allah and hate for Allah's sake is from faith, the faith increases by that and it may decrease by that. Then Al-Imam Al-Bukhari said, when Umar bin Abdul Aziz, may Allah be pleased with him, Adi bin Adi, he wrote to him the following letter, إِنَّ لِلْإِيمَانِ فَرَائِحْ وَشَرَائِعْ وَحُدُودًا وَسُنَنًا. He wrote to him that belief includes duty, وَشَرَائِعْ laws, وَحُدُودًا meaning limits, boundaries set by Allah concerning that which is lawful and unlawful. Meaning the prophetic tradition. فمن استكملها استكمل الإيمان. And whoever follows all of them has complete faith. And whoever does not follow the complete is incomplete. فإن أعش فسأبينها لكم حتى تعلموا بها. And should I live, I will tell you, Umar bin Aziz, should I live, I will tell you all about them, so that you may act on them. وإن أمت فما أنا على صحبتكم بحريص. And should I die, I am not anxious to have your company. Then Al-Bukhari added, قال إبراهيم, meaning Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام, ولكن ليطمئن قلبي. And the Prophet Ibrahim said, but to be stronger in faith. To be stronger in faith, how to be stronger in faith? This has been explained in the 20th verse, chapter 2, verse 260. أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. قَالَ بَلَى. He said in the affirmative, indeed. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. Meaning he, however, said, but the Prophet requested increase in Iman. So he requested to be transformed from knowledge of certainty to عين اليقين, and more perfected state, meaning to see things as they are. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith reported by Ibn Abbas, ليس الخبر كالمعاين, seeing not like examining. Also وقال ابن مسعود, then البخاري رحمه الله related the saying of Ibn Mas'ud, اليقين الإيمان كله. In certainty is perfect faith. This report has been reported. وقال ابن مسعود وقال معاذ, to a man, اجلس نؤمن ساعة. This is the report reported by Sufyan. اجلس نؤمن ساعة. Meaning remembering Allah. Also reported from a group of the companions. That Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say to the companions, هَلُمُّ نَزَّادَ إِيمَانًا. Come on, so that we increase in faith. So they remind each other. And also, it has been reported from some of the companions, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. Faith increases and decreases. قَالُ وَمَا زِيَادَتُهُ وَنُقْصَانُهُ. How does it increase and how does it decrease? قَالَ إِذَا رَكَبَ اللَّهُ مَنْ فِيَرْ هِمْ. Then this is the increase in faith. وَإِذَا غَفَلْنَا وَنَسِينَا وَضَيَّعْنَا فَذَلِكَ نُقْصَانًا. And if we forget and go ahead, then this is it. So the increase of faith through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from two angles. First, in the heart, renew that which has been neglected through heedlessness. As I said, الذكر ينبت الإيمان في القلب كما ينبت الماء الزرع. Remembrance brings iman to grow in the heart, brings forth the growth of cultivation. And it is reported in Musnad Imam Ahmad that Abi Huraira, may Allah be with him, said, قَالَ جَدِّدُوا إِيمَانَكُمْ. Increase or renew your iman. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُجَدِّدُوا إِيمَانَنَا. How do we do that? قَالَ قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He said, say la ilaha illallah. And this is from Allah. This is the first angle. The second angle, zikr of iman. So iman increases by abundant zikr. And it is the majority of Ahlul Sunnah on the belief that acts of obedience, all acts of obedience, it's fard and it's optional one. Back to the saying of Imam al-Bukhari related, وَقَالَ ابْنِ مَسْعُودِ الْيَقِينُ الْإِيمَانُ كُلُّهُ. He said that certainty is in fact the entire faith. What is the dream al-haafil lil-qalb is the knowledge that occurs to the heart after examining, and therefore it springs in belief to the degree that it will eliminate doubt and produce tranquility of the heart and its comfort. In this wording of Ibn Mas'ud did not neglect or negate that action of haram iman. What he did, that al-yaqeen huwa aslu al-iman kullihi, that certainty is the basis and foundation of faith. فَإِذَا أَعْقَنَ الْقَلْبِ. If the heart is from Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, then the limb all will be ready to act in order to proceed. So all of these things now are sprouting from certainty in faith. لو أن اليقين وقع في القلب. Indeed, if certainty falls truly in the heart, كما ينبغي as it should be, لطارت القلوب اشتياقا إلى الجنة وخوفا من النار. And the hearts will fly in fire of hell. And Abdullah bin Uqayn narrated that he heard Ibn Mas'ud saying in his invocation, Zidna imanan wa yaqeenan wa fahma. O Allah, increase us in faith, in certainty, and in understanding. then البخاري رحمه الله in this introduction he added وقال ابن عمر لا يبلغ العبد حقيقة التقوى حتى يدع ما حاك في الصدر. ابن عمر said unless and until he removes all suspicions from his heart. And Mujahid, he related the saying of Mujahid as well. شَرَعَ لَكُمْ considering the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. I'm sorry. شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for you, prescribed for you, which is the Surah 42, 13. شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا الآية. Here Allah has ordained for you the same religion which is Tawheed, which He ordained for Nuh, and that which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, and that which we ordained for Ibrahim, the ayah. This means that the religion of the prophets is all one, and it is al-Islam, al-Islam. This is al-Iman billah, belief in Allah, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and angels, and having the deen sincerely for Allah, and establishing prayer. As stated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Bayyinah, chapter 4 and 5. Chapter 5 from Surah Al-Bayyinah. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And the people of the scriptures, the Jews and the Christians, differed not until there came to them clear evidence, meaning that Prophet Muhammad and whatever was revealed to him, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to Him and perform a salah and give zakah, and that is the right religion, but the religion of Islam. Then Iman enters it, is part of it, and the opposite is true. When Iman is generalized, وقال ابن عباس الإمام البخاري رحمه الله said وقال سبيلا أو سنة in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 48 relates the saying of Ibn Abbas concerning this verse, the explanation of Ibn Abbas concerning Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 48 and we have sent down to you O Muhammad the book, the Quran, in truth confirming the scripture that came before it, and muhaymin and trustworthy in highness, and a witness over the scripture. So go judge between them by what Allah has revealed, and follow not their vain that He came to you, then to teach among you. Okay, now we have prescribed a law and a clear way, a law and a clear way for each of you. Ibn Abbas concerning this particular statement in this verse, he said سَبِيلًا وَسُنَّةً. سَبِيلًا وَسُنَّةً, that means and a tradition, an Islamic way and a tradition, meaning that the minhaj is the sunnah, شِرْعَ وَمِنْهَاجَ, meaning سَبِيلًا وَسُنَّةً, and the sunnah هي الطريق الواسع, is the broad road, المسلوك المداوم عليها, which is, you know, frequently used to, is a sabil, is the road, or that leads to this bad road, that leads to that branching road, that leads to this bad road. So it is like an entrance to this. So this is the introduction of this chapter, and this chapter is the chapter of Iman, the book of Iman, and then he brought the first hadith. Then he brought the first hadith of Ibn Umar, which is the hadith of the pillar of Islam. حدثنا عبيد الله بن موسى narrated Ibn Umar. Islam. حدثنا عبيد الله بن موسى قال أخبرنا حنظلة بن أبي سفيان عن عكرمة بن خالد عن ابن عمر narrated Ibn Umar. الله أخوص صلى الله عليه وسلم الله messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said five principles. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس. Islam is based on a principle. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله تثبت من has the right to be worshipped but Allah, وأن محمدا رسول الله, and that Muhammad is Allah's messenger. وإقام الصلاة, to offer the compulsory and perfectly. This is the meaning of إقامة الصلاة, dutifully and perfectly, and to establish that. وإيتاء الزكاة, and to pay the zakat, which is the obligatory charity. والحج, and وصوم رمضان, and to observe fast during the month of Ramadan. This is the first hadith. Like this hadith, we're not just just reading. This requires some explanation, inshallah. This hadith constitutes arkan al-Islam, the pillars of Islam. And the arkan, the pillars, means its basic foundations upon which it is established. From the hadith. The first one is the testimony of faith, لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And it is expressed on the tongue, as though one sees with his own eyes the certainty of his firm conviction. The fact that the shahada has been made as a single pillar, despite the multiplicity, is because of either the following reasons. These are the words of the Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. He said, it is because of either of the following reasons. It happened about Allah, attesting therefore that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true slave of Allah, and a bearer of the message of Islam, is an integral part of the meaning of la ilaha illallah. Or that the two testimonies, la ilaha illallah and Muhammad Rasulullah, are the required basis for the rightness of deed and of their acceptance, since both cannot be achieved without sincere devotion of intention to Allah and following of Muhammad Rasulullah. It is through this ikhlas, pure intention, Allah is realized, while through al-mutaba'a li Rasulullah, following Rasulullah, the shahada that Muhammad is Allah the slave and messenger is manifested. This great testimony includes the liberation of the heart and soul from slavery to the created, and from following paths other than the messenger of the Messiah. So this is concerning the first pillar, testimony of faith, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Second, regarding the establishing of prayers, it is worshiping Allah by performing it in the right and perfect manner, and Some of its benefits include the openness of the chest, contentment and joy, and restraint from committing sins and wrongdoings. The giving of zakah is devoting worship to Allah by offering the obligatory prescribed amount of charity deducted from the wealth upon which charity is due. Purifying the self from immoral characteristics like misery, and fulfilling the needs of Islam and Muslims. Fourthly, fasting. Fasting is devoting worship to Allah by refraining from it during the days of the month of Ramadan. Fasting coaches the self to endure the relinquishment of what it likes, seeking to gain the pleasure of Allah. Hajj, the fifth pillar, the pilgrimage to the house of Allah, is worshipping Allah by going to the sacred house, Al-Ka'bah, to execute the project of Hajj. Includes the training of the self to extend physical and financial sacrifices in obedience to Allah. And this is the reason as one kind of jihad, one kind of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding the basics of Islam and others which we have not mentioned, makes of this ummah, this decision, a virtuous and purified Islamic nation that we have mentioned regarding the pillars of Islam and others which we have not mentioned, makes of this nation a virtuous and purified Islamic nation adhering to Allah, the truth, and seeks the created with justice and truthfulness. This concludes Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam. I was disconnected and couldn't get back except at this moment. So the explanation of the pillars, the brief explanation was conducted of the pillars of Islam that came in the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله تعالى عنهما. The status of the Ummah will arrive, that's which we reach, that the status of the Ummah will thrive and prosper as long as it really properly adheres to the methods of its deen. The degree of its prosperity that may escape is proportional to the degree of abandonment of good adherence to the methods of the deen. To other seeks and evidence for this, let him read the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf 7, in Surah Al-A'raf 7, 96-99. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أن يأتيهم بأسنا بياتا وهم نائمون أو أمن أهل القرى أن يأتيهم بأسنا ضحا وهم يلعبون أفأمنوا مكر الله فلا يأمن مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون. And if the people of the town had believed and had the taqwa, the piety and the fear of Allah, certainly we should have opened for them the blessings from the heaven and the earth, but they belied the messengers. So we took them with punishment for what they used to earn, polytheism, shirk and crime and so forth. Did the people of the town then feel secure against the coming of our punishment by night while they are asleep? Or did the people of the town then feel secure against the coming of our punishment in the forenoon while they play? Did they then feel secure against the plan of Allah? None feels secure from the plan of Allah except the people who are the losers. And let him also examine the history of those who preceded, because history is a lesson for people of thought and an insight for anyone free from any obstructing barrier to his heart. And it is Allah alone whose help can be sought. I want to emphasize that the status of this ummah will thrive and prosper as long as it properly adheres to the matters of its deen, and that the degree of its prosperity that may escape is proportional to the degree of abandonment of good adherence to the matters of deen. And the evidence in these verses that you have seen in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verses 96 and 99. These were the comments of our Shaykh Rahimahullah concerning the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you can find this in this book in English, explaining the fundamentals of faith. And you can download it from the site of the Sheikh himself. You can download that from the site, you can download the book, or you can read the book from there. So this really will conclude our reading tonight from Sahih al-Bukhari, and this included the statement of Imam al-Bukhari, his creed, which is the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah regarding the faith, and that the faith is a saying and action. And when we say action and generalize, when you hear the action generalized, it doesn't only pertain to the actions of the limbs, rather it also involves the actions of the heart, from fear, love, devotion, etc. All these are from the actions of the heart, and their manifestation on the limbs is the action of the limbs. Also, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah stressed in his introduction the fact that faith increases and decreases, and he gave us from the Quran the evidences, and also from the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ and the companions regarding this important matter of the creed, because he is putting the title for the chapter, for the chapter on Iman, on the book of faith, and therefore this is from the fiqh, this is from the great fiqh actually of Imam al-Bukhari. The titles of each chapter, the titles of each book and or chapter in the book of Sahih al-Bukhari is fiqh by itself. The way he words the title, subhanallah, this alim rahimahullah. So then the first hadith that he brought is the hadith of Ibn Umar, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. Islam is based upon five pillars, and then he related the five pillars, and the first one is shahada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, to testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger, and to establish the prayers. And what that means, now we explained it from the words of the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, and also the zakah, establish the prayer, giving the zakah, and fasting Ramadan, and Hajj, performing the pilgrimage to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah we stop here from the reading of some commentary from Sahih al-Bukhari. So I decided to give these commentaries. First of all, I thought to just read and go on, but I felt it is very important to add some comments that are very relevant to the hadith, and we really need that. Some of the hadith, there are situations where we need commentary, because some of it may be explained by the Quran, some of it may be explained by other narrations in the Sunnah, as well as by narrations in Sahih Muslim as well. So, and from Fath al-Bari, from the explanation of Al-Hafir Ibn Hajar to Sahih al-Bukhari, we're going to learn also a lot of benefit. And from the sayings also of the scholars regarding these hadith, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist me in this task and to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi.